shocking news that came through earlier today. Hijab-wearing women are reacting to the Bosnian court ban on hijab. Now we're joined on the line by independent journalists from a number of big media outlets like Al Jazeera and a number of others, Middle East Eye, etc. We're joined on the line by Masia Gedzo. Welcome to the program. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Walaikum assalam and thank you for having me.
We appreciate having you with us on the line. Can you confirm, is it true that Muslim women can no longer wear the hijab in work in Bosnia?
Well, that is according to the new decision that was made by the council, by the Bosnia's High Judicial and Prosecutorial Council, and it has been met by a huge backlash here in the media and among residents and from the Islamic community. But this is only in courts in Bosnia. So, I mean, for other workplaces, this law isn't applied. But their new decision states that hijabs are no longer allowed in courts, and this is for those who are employed in there, and as well as for third parties, such as witnesses who participate in the hearings.
Yes, shocking news. What is the punishment for those who wear the hijab into court?
Well, they still haven't clarified any details yet. What we do know is that they simply aren't allowed. So if you're a practicing lawyer and you wear the hijab, you can no longer do so according to this new decision. So, you know, as you can imagine, this has caused a lot of worry and concern for professional women who wear the hijab who work as lawyers, because as one recently told me, she's afraid she's going to lose clients now, so it's a big problem for a Muslim woman today who wear the hijab and have these jobs in courts.
It's undoubtedly a bigger problem. In terms of how have people responded, are they going to take this sitting down, or have us women stop wearing, or are they going to rebel against the ban and defy the law?
Sorry, could you repeat the question?
How have Muslim women responded to this? Are women stopping wearing the hijab in the courts, or are they defying it and rebelling against the law?
Yes, well, it's been met by a huge backlash. Just this past week, there have been various protests organized in various cities across the country. Online petitions have taken on a life of their own. I believe in just 2 days, one petition amassed more than 7,500 signatures. So there have been, you know, a lot of articles in the media, and they're basically asking the council to revoke their decision and to include their opinions on this decision, because this was made without any prior discussion or debate in parliament, or asking the Muslim women themselves what they thought of it. So they have asked the Islamic community as well for the council to revoke their decision. And what we now know is the next session is scheduled to be held on February the 10th, where they will have this discussion, and, you know, it's a possibility that the council will be able to change this decision, although we're not sure yet.
Can you give us insight into the Muslim community in Bosnia? Is Bosnia not a majority Muslim country, and why are there laws that oppress Muslims?
Yes, well, according to the preliminary results of the 2013 census, Bosnia's Muslim population consists of 50% of the population is Muslim. However, there has been still ongoing problems since the end of the war. because it with the Dayton Peace Agreement, it divided the country into two entities, one of which is the Federation, and the second entity is Republika Srpska, which is basically founded on genocide. As I'm sure you know, during the war, the Bosnian Serb and Serb war criminals committed genocide in order to promote a greater Serbia. So all this ethnic cleansing went on, and in 1995, the war ended with the Dayton Peace Agreement, which basically carved out the country in half and gave half of it to the greater Serb perpetrators. So ever since then, the country has still been witnessing problems among, the different ethnic groups. It's a complex history, and it's a complex country. It's hard to sum up in just a few minutes. But the fact is, the council that made this decision, 11 out of 15 of the members do have Bosnian Serb names. So I'm not sure if their decision comes out of maybe a lack of knowledge of Islam. Maybe they don't know that, the hijab isn't something that a Muslim woman can just take on and off whenever she enters the courtroom. It's part of her identity. It's who she is. It's not a religious symbol, as the president of the council said. I'm not sure if the council made this decision. Perhaps they don't know what the hijab is for a Muslim woman and in Islam. So, it's a difficult situation.
Yes, as you give us insight, it gives us a greater understanding of the situation in Bosnia. In terms of Islam, is it at a point where it's stagnant, or are more people becoming Muslim? The Deen of Islam itself, more people practicing on Islam. How would you define the level of the religion of Islam in Bosnia at the moment?
Well, definitely there has been a change since the end of the war. Some people refer to it as the Islamic revival, but for 50 years Bosnia was part of the Socialist Republic of Yugoslavia, and as you know, in most communist countries, religion is suppressed and discouraged. So whereas, during those 50 years that Bosnia was part of Yugoslavia, going to a mosque was frowned upon. It would, raise some eyebrows among authorities. If anyone saw you practicing your religion, they could detain you, or you might not be able to get the job that you applied for, just based on that fact. But since the end of the war, this has led to a greater freedom for Muslims to be able to practice their religion without any fear. So this is the first time where you have more and more professional women working as lawyers, professors, journalists who do wear the hijab, which wasn't the case before during Yugoslavia. But there has been at least for the capital city, Sarajevo, I'd say on any given day, a lot of the mosques are full of youth. You can, when Ramadan comes, you can definitely feel the atmosphere here. So that's how I would summarize it.
How's life in Sarajevo in terms of availability of commodities and the prices of things? Is it within a reasonable cost, or is the cost of living quite high?
The cost of living, it's hard to say. Compared to Western standards or Canadian or American, it's a relatively a low standard of living. It's not that expensive, I'd say.
We appreciate the insight that you've shared with us into life in Bosnia and the current challenge that has come upon the women of Bosnia in terms of the hijab. And we hope that the women will stand up and have their voice heard and fight for their religious freedom and make a statement in that regard.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jazakumullah Khair, and we look forward to chatting to you again in the future.